When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I made you some unsportsmanlike content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content.
Unsportsmanlike content.
Content.
Content that's unsportsmanlike.
Okay, well, we have covered a lot of ground today, and there's more ground to cover in today's edition of Unsportsmanlike Content. Nick, what is on the agenda?
LeBron James is done. Well, he's done playing basketball for the season, that is. But before he left for the season, he did leave behind one more memory. This time, it was fake lunging at a courtside fan, a woman, for taunting him while he was whining about another no-call. Is the old man getting crankier and crankier by the day?
Oh, absolutely. So if you missed it last night, LeBron was complaining that he thought Jokic had grabbed him, and in typical LeBron fashion, throws his hands up and starts his march around the court, yelling at anyone that will listen to him. And as he's coming back around in front of the courtside fans, a woman is basically calling him a crybaby. And LeBron just takes one of those quick jab steps in her direction before darting back in the other direction, just to try to, you know, scare her, I guess. And the yelling continued. Then LeBron proceeded to leave the court without shaking hands afterwards. This is definitely a sign of old age. Yes, LeBron has had a history in his past of not being the most gracious loser in the world. And I can understand that to a certain degree. I mean, Tom Brady wasn't the greatest loser in the world either. So sometimes the great ones don't always have to be the best sports. But I don't know what he is thinking. He obviously he's not intending to go after a female. But just to give the impression that he's trying to scare her is a little weird.
Yeah.
To be nice.
Yeah.
Just not a great look, you know? I'm not saying he would have done anything or he was intending to do anything. But come on, LeBron, please.
You're a grown man, LeBron. You're old.
You're an old man. You're almost 40. You're not quite, you know, Mike Gundy, but you're damn close. You're damn close.
Despite the fact that his stats took a hard nosedive last season, Travis Kelce has signed a 2-year deal with the Chiefs worth $34 million, with half of that fully guaranteed. Will the Chiefs live to regret this decision?
Regret is probably too strong a word. I mean, sometimes you also reward people who have been there for a long time, even if they may be on the other side of their peak. But last year, Travis Kelce had less than 1,000 yards for the first time since 2015. His yards per catch were easily the lowest of his career. I mean, more than 2 yards worse than his next previous year. He only had 5 touchdowns last year, which he hasn't done in several seasons. But again, $17 million is guaranteed. The rest of it mostly will be guaranteed after the 2025 season. So it's not like the Chiefs are putting out a ton of money for him. But what will be fascinating is to see if this drop continues and if he is truly on the downslide and if the kayfabe romance has totally sucked all of his greatness out of him.
It's very real, John. It's like when you gain weight when you're in a happy relationship. In Travis Kelce's case, he gets worse at football.
Is that the excuse?
Is that what
we're going to use?
Maybe it's
either way, close. She's sucking something out of him.
Hey yo.
Talent. That's what I meant.
John meant talent.
I meant talent. Well, either way, Travis, enjoy the money and enjoy the fun.
In addition to putting Bill Belichick with the Manning brothers, ESPN is taking newly hired and retired NFL star Jason Kelce and putting him on Monday Night Countdown. Is ESPN actually trying to put entertaining announcers who aren't named Stephen A. Smith on their shows?
Well, they have certainly done their job to ramp up what has been a woefully lagging product in the years that they have had it, and that is Monday Night Football. It is still one of the most confounding things ever that ESPN treated its biggest property so cheaply when it came to the talent that they put on the staff. Now, that said, ESPN still struggles, in my opinion, with most of its studio shows. We don't know how good Jason Kelce is going to be, but the Bill Belichick edition with the Manning brothers, which will be not every week, but some weeks, will certainly be entertaining. But, you know, ESPN now realizes, hey, we have to treat this more seriously because we are going to be doing a Super Bowl in a couple of years. So kudos to you, ESPN, for finally coming around on your best product and treating it as such.
To be fair to Jason, he does have broadcast experience. Granted, it is a podcast with his brother, but he can...
Yeah, but it's different. You know, yeah, listen, he's going to be asked to sit there on the set and, you know, make witty comments. And, you know, it's a good place. It's a good place, a good training spot for him. It is. If he ever is going to do game coverage down the road, it's what CBS probably should have done with Tony Romo before just cramming him in the booth.
Last night at Monday Night Raw, Patrick Mahomes and his Super Bowl rings made an appearance.
What the hell's he doing? Don't you do, what are you doing?
Are they,
why are you doing that, Pat?
Are they Super Bowl rings?
Why are you doing that?
Well, why am I asking you? But nonetheless.
Oh, watch, I was close.
Logan Paul just put three Super Bowl rings on his hands. Gonna use them like he uses brass knuckles. Oh, no! That had to hurt with the size of that Klingon-like head. Logan Paul took out J.D. McDonough.
Why is Mahomes helping the heel?
That's the interesting part. So Patrick Mahomes shows up last night on Monday Night Raw live from Kansas City, and he's there with Logan Paul, who is one of the bigger bad guys in the WWE, and the fans are going crazy. And then... And I don't know if they were his actual Super Bowl rings or if they were replicas. I would think they would be replicas, but you just never know. They were certainly big, and they were certainly looked like Super Bowl rings, and Logan Paul used them as brass knuckles in the ring. But Patrick Mahomes was sitting front row and certainly seemed to have a good time at the event last night. But, man, your Super Bowl rings, bro, those things are expensive. You used it to tattoo someone's face. Well, he didn't use it to tattoo someone's face, but Patrick Mahomes going heel? Interesting.
Maybe Logan Paul stole them and he can get arrested and I can buy
them. No. He actually, so Logan Paul actually walked to where Mahomes was sitting right at ringside. And that was, I mean, he literally took them off one by one and handed them over and they dapped up and they were celebrating. And then Logan Paul walked back into the ring and used him as a weapon. So, I mean, he was definitely with the bad guy. And then one of the good guys came out to help save. And then there was a little bit of a stare down with Patrick Mahomes afterwards. So, I don't know. Kind of an odd circumstance. But Mahomes turned into a heel, I guess.
This just makes me want to disrespect the Chiefs more, John.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. Speaking of wrestling, Hulk Hogan is calling on a different Mahomes.
Oh, man. I'm all pumped up, maniacs. Hulk Hogan here. And I just spent the afternoon with the 700 Club. You know, things are really starting to roll around this place, brother. We talked about spiritual healing, bringing the land, bringing the people back together, and it only happens through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So what you gonna do when Hulk Hogan, the 700 Club, and our Lord and Savior run wild on you, brother?
Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
What?
Well, Hulk Hogan has gone through a recent metamorphosis. He has adopted and brought Christ into his life. He's you know, born again, and I don't know how legit it is, but he's certainly been doing the bit, and now he's showing up on the 700 Club. I'm just glad that Pat Robertson still isn't there wishing hurricanes on people because of how they feel about abortion and gay marriage. Yeah. But that is the same program. It's not quite cutting a promo on the Macho Man, but whatever you need to do, Hulk, you do you.
Texas A&M fans have appeared to have caught Georgia relief pitcher Christian Maracna.
I think it's Maracna.
Maracna putting an illegal substance on his glove and using it in a game. Strangely, his season has gotten remarkably better as of late, going from allowing 4 runs to Missouri in 2 innings to blanketing the number 1 Aggies and striking out 6 batters to get all 6 outs. What do you suppose is happening here?
So a fan from the bullpen was shooting into the Georgia, from the stands, was shooting into the bullpen, and it shows Maracna. He disappears off into a corner, and he is obviously working on his glove. And then as he turns and starts to make his way back towards the camera, you see him kind of discard something off to the side. Then you watch him in the game, and after he throws a pitch, as he turns back, he is rubbing the spot on his glove where it appears as he has put his tack on his fingers. And if you look at the numbers for Maracna, in his last 3 outings, he has not given up a run. And against Texas A&M, the top team in the country, he struck out 6 batters and only allowed 1 hit. This after going off a stretch where he gave up 4 runs, 2 runs, 3 runs, 4 runs in the previous 5 outings-ish. It's very suspicious. Methinks that Christian Maracna just got caught with his hand in the cookie tack jar.
Ooh, that's the wrong cookie jar you want your hand in.
That is the wrong cookie jar, yeah.
John, you're not going to believe this, but guess who's leading the UFL in rushing through 5 weeks?
I don't know.
Yep. That's right, former Husker quarterback and friend of the Grum, Adrian Martinez, who has 305 yards on the ground despite playing only 3.5 games. You think he can maintain it for the entire season?
Adrian's playing well. He's having a great time, it appears. And not only is he leading the UFL in rushing, he's actually leading it by a somewhat healthy margin. He's the only player over 300 yards in rushing so far this year. As I take a look at the numbers, he's at 302. The next nearest guy's at 225. Of course, he's the only quarterback who's in the department. He's got 2 of his teammates who are 5th and 6th in rushing. So this team is definitely a ground-based squad. But not only has Martinez run for 302 yards, he's only lost 1 yard. Now, I don't know if the rushing totals come off the sack totals come off the rushing. My guess is it probably is like the NFL where they take the sack numbers off the passing team numbers, so that doesn't include the sacks, but it's still very impressive when you're averaging 11.6 yards a carry. So good on you, Adrian, and go Stallions.
Stallion up, that's what they say.
Yes, ride Stallions country or something. Let's ride
Stallions country. Let's giddy up.
Let's ride.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating 2 fatal car accidents in which drivers were using Ford's new partially automated driving system. Both crashes involved Mustang Mach-E electric cars on freeways during nighttime. Do you ever see yourself riding in an automated motor vehicle?
No. Never. No way.
It feels like the right way.
I'm sorry. I mean, listen, technology's great and all, but no. I'm good handling or having another human being handle the driving. Now, it's not clear if this was the exact culprit. The only thing that is known is that the Blue Cruise is what they call it. Driver technology was in use just before the collisions. One involved a rear-end accident in San Antonio, and the other one was in Philadelphia. And apparently the one in Philadelphia was when the vehicle struck a stationary car that had earlier collided with another vehicle. So it didn't avoid another collision. But I would steer clear of any automated driver technology. I'm good handling my own driving. Thank you very much.
I don't even like to use cruise control. I just like driving that much.
No, I mean, I'll use cruise control. I like cruise control. But my foot's always right there next to the gas pedal. So if I need to accelerate or quickly decelerate, I'm ready to go. But I like using the cruise control. It's better for gas mileage.
I don't like the feeling of hovering my foot over it. Then I just feel the gas pedal move on its own. That feels weird to me.
Hmm. Well, that is content. We'll have some dinner and hopefully a baseball game coming up right here on 1620 The Zone.
When you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Crust is good on your pizza, not your ass.
I will eat your ass first.
He's tough as a Woolworth steak.
And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap.
I'm ready to hang them up, gut them and skin them and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors.
And we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you.
Cliff, what are you going to take away as your best memory from playing basketball at Boston College?
Probably just, like, going out to eat.
Last night, it was bacon-wrapped stuffed chicken breasts and rice.
Oh, my gosh, that sounds good.
Yeah, well, that's usually a popular feature around the house. It wasn't homemade stuffed. I mean, they bought from the store, but very good, very good. The little cheese and peppers inside. It was delicious. Tonight, don't ask. It's baseball night.
Last night ended up, instead of getting rice, getting Taco Bell, which is another staple of mine. But I had rewards, so I got some free food, which is my favorite kind of Taco Bell, is free Taco Bell.
Well, speaking of that, we talked about this much earlier, but Taco Bell successfully sued Taco John's for the right to use Taco Tuesday.
Yes.
And now they have come out with their own Taco Tuesday deal. So listen up, because tonight is
Tuesday.
It is the Taco Discovery Box, which, if you're talking about Taco Bell, is a little suspect. If I'm discovering something at Taco Bell, I don't know if I'm going to be happy what I find. But the Taco Discovery Box comes with the Cantina Crispy Chicken Taco.
Very good.
Their avocado verde salsa.
Also good.
And then two classic tacos of your choice, whether it's the regular or the Doritos Locos taco, and a medium fountain drink. And it all comes for the low, low price of $5.
That's a really good deal, John. That's a really good deal.
How good a deal is it? Well, I was reading from the takeout this morning, and the takeout says when buying those things all a la carte, it would cost $11.16. Now, I don't know, if all pricing isn't the same, depending on where you're at, West Coast, East Coast, Middle West, whatever. But it still seems like a really good deal.
It is. I think just a Dorito taco by itself is $3 almost.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is insane. But it's so good, John. It's so good.
Well, I'm going to admit to something. I'm not proud of this, but the other night I did stop at Taco Bell on the way home from a game. And I ended up with the Grilled Cheese Burrito Deluxe Cravings Box.
Hell yeah, you did. What'd you think?
Which came with the Grilled Cheese Burrito, the Chalupa Supreme, the Cantina Chicken Soft Taco, and a bag of cinnamon twists and a drink.
Delicious.
It was surprisingly good.
It's because Taco Bell is great and it's not that bad, and you're a weenie if you think it makes you go to the bathroom a bunch.
Well, I mean, I did go to the bathroom when I got home, but that may have been just because of regular movements. But it was only $10 with, the added tax booth included, or not tax included, but not a bad deal, I will admit. So congratulations, Taco Bell, for not being so bad.
I love Taco Bell so much, John.
All right. That'll do it for the Grum. I want to thank all of our guests today. Stay tuned. We hope for baseball.
Baseball.
Coming up here on 1620 The Zone, Connor Happer, Nick Hanley will have the call. I'm going to slide on over to the television booth.
TV John.
We will be back on a Wednesday. Michael Severe will be back in studio with me. We'll talk with Schaaf. We'll talk some more, Husker stuff. And the portal will finally be closed.
Also, dumb debates.
See you then.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.